Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday night, October 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Keenan, alongside my brother and friend, Mr. Anthony Florio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Very good, and yourself, Mr. Keenan. Good evening to you as well.
Good. Doing, can't complain. No complaints out of me, as always.
Yeah, same here. Blessed as always here.
What do you got for us tonight, Mr. Florio?
Well, I have a prayer for the redeemed. That's what I have in store tonight, and a message that goes with it. So without further ado, let's get down to business here. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22, I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turn our backs on him, but he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout scripture, return to me. Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible, but that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites with emphasis with a list of my favorites in the Bible here. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40 and 31. And revive. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite, Isaiah 57 and 15. And restore, he restores my soul, Psalm 23 and 3. And repair, oh, and rebuild. And sometimes in the same verse, in that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9 and 11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. Ezekiel 36 and 36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3, 19 to 21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, 31 to 32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Let us pray. Our all-glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Very nicely said.
We are redeemed, brother. We are redeemed.
That's very nicely put too, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. And now, our daily scripture of the day, which comes to us tonight from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 21. For any new listeners out there, we read from the New King James Version, as always. And it reads simply as this, 1 John 4 and 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Keenan. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to share. I found this tonight on the internet. It says, God's promises are forever.
Amen.
And it reads, Jesus Christ and his promises are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Keep the Lord's promise in your heart. If you call, I will answer. If you open your head, I will enter. If you will be my child, I will be your God. If you will love me and be my friend, I will come to you. I will be beside you. I will walk with you, talk with you, and I will tread your path. I will be with you always. I will be your savior, and I will be your friend forever. Heaven on earth will pass away, but my promises do not. My promises to you will not pass away, for my promises are forever, just like I am. Forever.
Amen. That
and
that was
that's
that was
what
that
I
was
had here tonight.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
One more thing before we sign off, I have this thing I want to share with you all tonight. It's my daily scripture of the day.
All right.
Be strong and courage. No, it says be strong and curious. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. And this one was by Deuteronomy 31 and 6.
Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I had to share with you all tonight.
All right.
And that, my friends, will do it for tonight's edition of Ambassadors of Christ. For Anthony Florio, this is Mike Keenan saying you have been listening to tonight's show, and we will be back on Sunday, right?
Yes. I believe we have special plans on Sunday night. I think you called for a gentleman's night out.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You called it for 7 o'clock, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we do the show on Sunday, we would have to do it a little bit earlier. Whatever time is good for you.
We can do it around 4 if you want.
All right. Yeah. Four works for me.
We'll be back with you all Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock. We'll be back with you all for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors of Christ over on Anthony's channel.
Yes, sir.
Until Sunday night. Anthony, you finish it.
All right. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday afternoon, at a special start time of 4 Eastern, for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as always, as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart while we here at, well, actually, I do have a song I want you to keep in your heart. I sent it to Mike in a messenger message the other day.
You did.
It's a song called "He Will Carry You," and the reason why I sent that to Mike the other day was because this past Sunday at my church, you've heard me mention this this wonderful woman who's more than my pastor; she's also a dear friend of mine, who I'm very close with. Pastor Lucille Russo, who returned to church for the first time in quite a while because, you know, some things happened with her, but she's all better now. And she asked to play that song, and, you know, it got to me so much that I had to share it with Mike, and I'm glad that he enjoyed it just as much as we did at the church. And, you know, it was a very beautiful, powerful song. And remember that song. It's called "He Will Carry You." I don't know who sings it, but the man who sang it very beautifully. And keep that song in your heart, my friends. He will carry you, and he certainly will.
Good.
So that's what the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows. Keep a song in your heart, and that's the song I want you all to keep in your heart on this night.
Okay.
We hear. All right. And while Lawrence Welk says that, we here at Ambassadors for Christ, you know what we always say? Keep the word of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Pastor Lucille Russo's husband, Pastor Carl Russo, another one of our dear friends, as he would always say at the end of his sermons, he used to say it, but he doesn't say it anymore. But I loved it so much, I wanted to keep it alive. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this.
Nobody.
God bless you is our prayer.
Well, sir, we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon.
Until all right, then, brother.
Have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sunday afternoon, and then our gentleman's night out. Absolutely.
Bye for now.
All right, bye for now, brother. Blessings and love to everyone.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye for now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday night, October the 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Keenan, alongside my brother and friend, Mr. Anthony Florio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Keenan? Good evening to you as well.
Good. Can't complain. No complaints out of me, as always.
Yeah, same here. Blessed as always here.
What do you got for us tonight, Mr. Florio?
Well, I have a prayer for the redeemed. That's what I have in store tonight, and a message that goes with it. So without further ado, let's get down to business here. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22, "I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turn our backs on him. but he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout Scripture, "Return to me." Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible. But that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites with emphasis, with a list of my favorites in the Bible here. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40 and 31. And revive. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite, Isaiah 57 and 15. And restore, he restores my soul, Psalm 23 and 3. And repair, oh, and rebuild. And sometimes in the same verse, in that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9 and 11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. Ezekiel 36 and 36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3, 19 to 21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, 31 to 32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a Savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Let us pray. Our all glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Very nicely said.
We are redeemed, brother. We are redeemed.
That's very nicely put too, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. And now, our daily scripture of the day, which comes to us tonight from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 21. For any new listeners out there, we read from the New King James Version, as always. And it reads simply as this, 1 John 4 and 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Keenan. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to share. I found this tonight on the internet. It says, God's promises are forever.
Amen.
And it reads, Jesus Christ and his promises are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Keep the Lord's promise in your heart If you call, I will answer. If you open your head, I will enter. If you will be my child, I will be your God. If you will love me and be my friend, I will come to you. I will be beside you. I will walk with you, talk with you, and I will tread your path. I will be with you always. I will be your savior, and I will be your friend forever. Heaven on earth will pass away, but my promises do not. My promises to you will not pass away, for my promises are forever, just like I am. Forever.
Amen. That
and
that was
had beautiful. Here tonight.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
One more thing before we sign off. I have this thing I want to share with you all tonight. It's my daily scripture of the day.
All right.
Be strong and courage. No, it says be strong and curious. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. And this one was by Deuteronomy 31:6.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I had to share with you all tonight.
All right.
And that, my friends, will do it for tonight's edition of Ambassadors of Christ. For Anthony Florio, this is Mike Keenan saying you have been listening to tonight's show, and we will be back on Sunday, right?
Yes. I believe we have special plans on Sunday night. I think you called for a gentleman's night out.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You called it for 7 o'clock, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we do the show on Sunday, we would have to do it a little bit earlier. Whatever time is good for you.
We can do it around 4 if you want.
All right, yeah, 4 works for me.
We'll be back with you all Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock. We'll be back with you all for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors of Christ over on Anthony's channel.
Yes, sir.
Until Sunday night, Anthony, you finish it.
All right. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday afternoon, at a special start time of 4 Eastern, for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as always, as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart. While we here at, well, actually, I do have a song I want you to keep in your heart. I sent it to Mike in a messenger message the other day.
You did.
It's a song called "He Will Carry You," and the reason why I sent that to Mike the other day was because this past Sunday at my church, you've heard me mention this wonderful woman. Who's more than my pastor. She's also a dear friend of mine, who I'm very close with. Pastor Lucille Russo, who returned to church for the first time in quite a while because, you know, Some things happened with her, but she's all better now. And she asked to play that song, and you know, it got to me so much that I had to share it with Mike, and I'm glad that he enjoyed it just as much as we did at the church. And you know, it was a very beautiful, powerful song. And remember that song? It's called "He Will Carry You." I don't know who sings it, but the man who sang it very beautifully. And keep that song in your heart, my friends. He will carry you, and he certainly will.
Good.
So that's what the late great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows. Keep a song in your heart, and that's the song I want you all to keep in your heart on this night.
Okay.
All right, and while Lawrence Welk says that, we here at Ambassadors for Christ, you know what we always say: keep the Word of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Pastor Lucille Russo's husband, Pastor Carl Russo, another one of our dear friends, as he would always say at the end of his sermons, he used to say it, but he doesn't say it anymore. But I loved it so much, I wanted to keep it alive. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this.
Nobody.
God bless you is our prayer.
Well, sir, we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon. Enjoy
all right,
that.
Brother.
Have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sunday afternoon, and then our gentleman's night out. Absolutely.
Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now, brother. Blessings and love to everyone.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye for now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday night, October the 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Keenan, alongside my brother and friend, Mr. Anthony Florio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Keenan. Good evening to you as well.
Good. Can't complain. No complaints out of me, as always.
Yeah, same here. Blessed as always here.
What do you got for us tonight, Mr. Florio?
Well, I have a prayer for the redeemed. That's what I have in store tonight, and a message that goes with it. So without further ado, let's get down to business here. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22, "I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turn our backs on him, but he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout scripture, return to me. Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible. But that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites in the Bible here. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40 and 31. And revive. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite, Isaiah 57 and 15. And restore, he restores my soul, Psalm 23 and 3. And repair, oh, and rebuild. And sometimes in the same verse, in that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9 and 11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. Ezekiel 36 and 36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3:19-21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22:31-32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a Savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Let us pray. Our all-glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Very nicely said.
We are redeemed, brother. We are redeemed.
That's very nicely put, too, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. And now, our daily scripture of the day, which comes to us tonight from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 21. For any new listeners out there, we read from the New King James Version, as always. And it reads simply as this, 1 John 4 and 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Keenan. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to share. I found this tonight on the internet. It says, God's promises are forever.
Amen.
And it reads, Jesus Christ and his promises are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Keep the Lord's promise in your heart. If you call, I will answer. If you open your head, I will enter. If you will be my child, I will be your God. If you will love me and be my friend, I will come to you. I will be beside you. I will walk with you, talk with you, and I will tread your path. I will be with you always. I will be your savior, and I will be your friend forever. Heaven on earth will pass away, but my promises to you will not pass away, for my promises are forever, just like I am. Forever.
Amen. That was here tonight. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
One more thing before we sign off. I have this thing I want to share with you all tonight. It's It's my daily scripture of the day.
All right.
Be strong and courage. No, it says be strong and curious. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. And this one was by Deuteronomy 31:6.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I had to share with you all tonight.
All right.
And that, my friends, will do it for tonight's edition of Ambassadors of Christ. For Anthony Florio, this is Mike Keenan saying you have been listening to tonight's show, and we will be back on Sunday, right?
Yes. I believe we have special plans on Sunday night. I think you called for a gentleman's night out.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You called it for 7 o'clock, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we do the show on Sunday, we would have to do it a little bit earlier. Whatever time is good for you.
We can do it around 4 if you want.
All right. Yeah. 4 works for me.
We'll be back with you all Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock. We'll be back with you all for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors of Christ over on Anthony's channel.
Yes, sir.
Until Sunday night, Anthony, you finish it.
All right. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday afternoon, at a special start time of 4 Eastern, for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as always, as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart while we here at, well, actually, I do have a song I want you to keep in your heart. I sent it to Mike in a messenger message the other day.
You did.
It's a song called "He Will Carry You," and the reason why I sent that to Mike the other day was because this past Sunday at my church, you've heard me mention this wonderful woman who's more than my pastor. She's also a dear friend of mine, who I'm very close with. Pastor Lucille Russo, who returned to church for the first time in quite a while because, you know, some things happened with her, but she's all better now. And she asked to play that song, and, you know, it got to me so much that I had to share it with Mike. And I'm glad that he enjoyed it just as much as we did at the church. And, you know, it was a very beautiful, powerful song. And remember that song. It's called "He Will Carry You." I don't know who sings it, but the man who sang it very beautifully. And keep that song in your heart, my friends. He will carry you, and he certainly will.
Good.
So that's what the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows. Keep a song in your heart. And that's the song I want you all to keep in your heart on this night.
Okay.
We hear. All right. And while Lawrence Welk says that, we here at Ambassadors for Christ, you know what we always say? Keep the word of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Pastor Lucille Russo's husband, Pastor Carl Russo, another one of our dear friends, as he would always say at the end of his sermons, he used to say it, but he doesn't say it anymore. But I loved it so much, I wanted to keep it alive. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this.
Nobody.
God bless you is our prayer.
Well, sir, we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon. Until
all right,
then,
brother.
Have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sunday afternoon, and then our gentleman's night out. Absolutely.
Bye for now.
All right, bye for now, brother. Blessings and love to everyone.
Yep. You too. Bye.
All right, bye for now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday night, October the 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Keenan, alongside my brother and friend, Mr. Anthony Florio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Keenan. Good evening to you as well.
Good. Doing, can't complain. No complaints out of me, as always.
Yeah, same here. Blessed as always here.
What do you got for us tonight, Mr. Florio?
Well, I have a prayer for the redeemed. That's what I have in store tonight, and a message that goes with it. So, without further ado, let's get down to business here. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22, I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turn our backs on him, but he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout scripture, return to me. Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible, but that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites with emphasis, with a list of my favorites in the Bible here. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40 and 31. And revive. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57 and 15. And restore. He restores my soul. Psalm 23 and 3. And repair. Oh, and rebuild. And sometimes in the same verse, in that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9 and 11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. Ezekiel 36 and 36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3, 19 to 21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, 31 to 32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Let us pray. Our all-glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Very nicely said.
We are redeemed, brother. We are redeemed.
That's very nicely put, too, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. And now, our daily scripture of the day, which comes to us tonight from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 21. For any new listeners out there, we read from the New King James Version, as always. And it reads simply as, this, 1 John 4 and 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Keenan. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to share. I found this tonight on the internet. It says, God's promises are forever.
Amen.
And it reads, Jesus Christ and his promises are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Keep the Lord's promise in your heart. If you call, I will answer. If you open your head, I will enter. If you will be my child, I will be your God. If you will love me and be my friend, I will come to you. I will be beside you. I will walk with you, talk with you, and I will tread your path. I will be with you always. I will be your savior, and I will be your friend forever. Heaven on earth will pass away, but my promises do not. My promises to you will not pass away, for my promises are forever, just like I am. Forever.
Amen. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
One more thing before we sign off. I have this thing I want to share with you all tonight. It's my daily scripture of the day.
All right.
Be strong and courage. No, it says be strong and curious. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. And this one was by Deuteronomy 31 and 6.
Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I had to share with you all tonight.
All right.
And that, my friends, will do it for tonight's edition of Ambassadors of Christ. For Anthony Florio, this is Mike Keenan saying you have been listening to tonight's show. And we will be back on Sunday, right?
Yes. I believe we have special plans on Sunday night. I think you called for a gentleman's night out.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you called it for 7 o'clock, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we do the show on Sunday, we would have to do it a little bit earlier. Whatever time is good for you.
We can do it around 4-ish if you want.
All right. Yeah. Four works for me.
We'll be back with you all Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock. We'll be back with you all for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors of Christ over on Anthony's channel.
Yes, sir.
Until Sunday night. Anthony, you finish it.
All right. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday afternoon, at a special start time of 4 Eastern, for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as always, as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart. While we here at, well, actually, I do have a song I want you to keep in your heart. I sent it to Mike in a messenger message the other day.
You did.
It's a song called "He Will Carry You," and the reason why I sent that to Mike the other day was because this past Sunday at my church, you've heard me mention this this wonderful woman who's more than my pastor. She's also a dear friend of mine, who I'm very close with. Pastor Lucille Russo, who returned to church for the first time in quite a while because, you know, some things happened with her, but she's all better now. And she asked to play that song, and, you know, it got to me so much that I had to share it with Mike. And I'm glad that he enjoyed it just as much as we did at the church. And, you know, it was a very beautiful, powerful song. And remember that song. It's called "He Will Carry You." I don't know who sings it, but the man who sang it very beautifully. And keep that song in your heart, my friends. He will carry you, and he certainly will.
Good.
So that's what the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows. Keep a song in your heart. And that's the song I want you all to keep in your heart on this night.
Okay.
All right. And while Lawrence Welk says that, we here at Ambassadors for Christ, you know what we always say? Keep the word of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Pastor Lucille Russo's husband, Pastor Carl Russo, another one of our dear friends, as he would always say at the end of his sermons, he used to say it, but he doesn't say it anymore. But I loved it so much, I wanted to keep it alive. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this.
Nobody.
God bless you is our prayer.
Well, sir, we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon.
Until right, then,
have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sunday afternoon, and then our gentleman's night out. Absolutely.
Bye for now.
All right, bye for now, brother. Blessings and love to everyone.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye for now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday night. October the 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Keenan, alongside my brother and friend, Mr. Anthony Florio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Keenan? Good evening to you as well.
Good. Can't complain. No complaints out of me, as always.
Yeah, same here. Blessed as always here.
What do you got for us tonight, Mr. Florio?
Well, I have a prayer for the redeemed. That's what I have in store tonight, and a message that goes with it. So, without further ado, let's get down to business here. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22, "I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turn our backs on him. But he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout Scripture, "Return to me." Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible. But that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites with emphasis, with a list of my favorites in the Bible here. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40 and 31. And revive. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite, Isaiah 57 and 15. And restore. He restores my soul, Psalm 23 and 3. And repair. Oh, and rebuild. And sometimes in the same verse, in that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9 and 11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. Ezekiel 36 and 36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3, 19 to 21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, 31 to 32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a Savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Let us pray. Our all-glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Very nicely said.
We are redeemed, brother. We are redeemed.
That's very nicely put too, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. And now, our daily scripture of the day, which comes to us tonight from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 21. For any new listeners out there, we read from the New King James Version, as always. And it reads simply as this, 1 John 4 and 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Keenan. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to share. I found this tonight on the internet. It says, God's promises are forever.
Amen.
And it reads, Jesus Christ and his promises are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Keep the Lord's promise in your heart. If you call, I will answer. If you open your head, I will enter. If you will be my child, I will be your God. If you will love me and be my friend, I will come to you. I will be beside you. I will walk with you, talk with you. And I will tread your path. I will be with you always. I will be your savior, and I will be your friend forever. Heaven on earth will pass away, but my promises do not. My promises to you will not pass away, for my promises are forever, just like I am. Forever.
Amen.
That was here tonight.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
One more thing before we sign off. I have this thing I want to share with you all tonight. It's my daily scripture of the day.
All right.
Be strong and courage. No, it says be strong and curious. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. And this one was by Deuteronomy 31:6.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I had to share with you all tonight.
All right.
And that, my friends, will do it for tonight's edition of Ambassadors of Christ. For Anthony Florio, this is Mike Keenan saying you have been listening to tonight's show, and we will be back on Sunday, right?
Yes. I believe we have special plans on Sunday night. I think you called for a gentleman's night out.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You called it for 7 o'clock, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we do the show on Sunday, we would have to do it a little bit earlier. Whatever time is good for you.
We can do it around 4 if you want.
All right, yeah, 4 works for me.
We'll be back with you all Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock, we'll be back with you all for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors of Christ over on Anthony's channel.
Yes, sir.
Until Sunday night, Anthony, you finish it.
All right. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday afternoon, at a special start time of 4 Eastern, for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as always, as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart. While we here actually, I do have a song I want you to keep in your heart. I sent it to Mike in a messenger message the other day.
You did.
It's a song called "He Will Carry You," and the reason why I sent that to Mike the other day was because this past Sunday at my church, you've heard me mention this wonderful woman. Who's more than my pastor. She's also a dear friend of mine, who I'm very close with. Pastor Lucille Russo, who returned to church for the first time in quite a while, because you know, some things happened with her, but she's all better now. And she asked to play that song, and you know, it got to me so much that I had to share it with Mike, and I'm glad that he enjoyed it just as much as we did at the church. And you know, it was a very beautiful, powerful song. And remember that song? It's called "He Will Carry You." I don't know who sings it, but the man who sang it sang it very beautifully. And keep that song in your heart, my friends. He will carry you, and he certainly will.
Good.
So that's what the late great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows: keep a song in your heart, and that's the song I want you all to keep in your heart on this night.
Okay.
We sir. Hear. All right, and while Lawrence Welk says that, we here at Ambassadors for Christ, you know what we always say: keep the word of God in your heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Pastor Lucille Russo's husband, Pastor Carl Russo, another one of our dear friends, as he would always say at the end of his sermons, he used to say it, but he doesn't say it anymore. But I loved it so much, I wanted to keep it alive. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this.
Nobody.
God bless you is our prayer.
Well, sir, we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon.
Until right, then,
have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir, Sunday afternoon, and then our gentleman's night out, absolutely.
Bye for now.
All right, bye for now, brother. Blessings and love to everyone.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye for now.